How's your audio?
Great.
Okie dokie then. Mine's good too. Let's get this thing started.
Rock it.
Blow things like ace. Welcome everybody to another George Archery podcast. Podcast number 15.
15.
Yep, that's a half a 30.
Dude.
We just rolling them out.
Rolling right along.
That's right. Doing our thing. So, this is the week in preview. The
week in preview where we talk about what's coming up this weekend.
That's right. Robbie came up with the preview name. That's pretty neat.
You like
pretty
it, don't
snazzy.
You?
Snazzy.
Yeah, done dropped it on that one.
Yep, so that's the trademark.
The trademark
Thursdays is week in preview. So what we're going to preview this weekend? First off, we got a whole lot of folks up there shooting S3DA outdoor and 3D, you know,
S3D outdoor
and 3D nationals.
3D nationals. Where are they at?
They're Metropolis. Home of Superman.
Illinois.
The home of Superman.
Superman.
Yep. Just so I can tell you, someone told me it was 102 degrees today.
100 what?
Yeah, two. They Where? Said it was in Metropolis. Said it was hot. So, good luck to everybody who's up there shooting the bow.
Yeah, 102.
Yeah, so.
That's almost as bad as Gainesville at 109.
Yep, something like that.
No, that's too hot.
I just letting you know what I was told.
That'll make you sweat.
Yeah. So in places that you forgot you had places.
Uh-huh. No, I mean, I could shoot. I don't know. That's hot.
Yeah. So anyway, drink a lot of water, fellas.
Plenty of water.
Gatorade.
And when you think you've drank enough.
Drink some more.
Drink some more.
Yep. So also, Joad. U.S. Archery's Joad, Outdoor Joad Nationals in Raleigh, North Carolina. And it, just as we are speaking right now.
You're in North Carolina?
I'm in North Carolina.
All right, then.
So, and I don't know what the weather is. So, we'll tell you.
97?
Probably. I've actually looked it up, and it was actually supposed to be about 94. So, 94 is better than 102.
Eight words.
So, yeah. So, I'll be in... up there with the boys.
So let's talk about the S3DA outdoor for a little bit. What is it?
Well, what they do is if you qualified for outdoor from which state you're in, and so you have to shoot an outdoor event in your state.
Right, to qualify.
To qualify, and then you get to go shoot the outdoor national event. And they shoot like a U.S. archery round, but they only shoot half of it. So they shoot 36 arrows instead of a 72.
Gotcha.
And it's at that same for compounders, centimeter face. For recurvers, they'll shoot the bigger face. Mm-hmm. You know, it's laid out the same.
Same as USA.
Yep.
And then follows that same guy.
And then they'll do OR rounds just like USA.
Gotcha.
One stipulation that's different is they do allow lights.
On the bow.
Yeah, because being that 3D's together and all of those guys, they do allow the
which
lights.
I think is a phenomenal thing.
Yep. So and the only reason that I know that is because I saw it posted, people asking about lights, and they go, nope, they'll allow
it. I think that's a great thing. I mean, the whole light thing in USA, it absolutely blows my mind. I mean, I don't see a dot real well.
Yep.
And I cannot shoot a green pin. It halos.
I understand.
Horribly bad for me. Eyesight, peep size, I don't know. I can't shoot a green pin without it starbursting.
Yep.
So I have to shoot a blue fiber.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. I mean, I've got a
blue fiber's not going to light up just without light.
I've got a Zebros. I have a clear fiber.
That's what I shoot is a clear fiber with a blue light.
And I can change it to red or green or blue. But I have to shoot blue. I can't shoot the red or the green. It's starburst. And I have tried 10 thou, 15 thou, and 19 thousandths pins. And they all do the same thing. The only one that I can get that does not starburst
blue
is blue.
I understand.
And there's a lot of us out there that are like that.
Mm-hmm.
I personally don't understand why USA won't allow lights. Maybe somebody out there can explain it to me where it makes logical sense.
Yep.
But for me, there's no logical reason.
So we're looking for logic. Anybody wants to talk to Robbie about that?
You got no dogs.
I got no dogs in that.
You
fight.
Can shoot a dot.
I can shoot a dot. I do shoot a dot.
The dot for me fades out.
I understand. Now I shoot a big old dot because of that. But
yeah, it's fine. And I tried the bigger dot, yep. And it just covered up too much. I like a smaller.
I understand.
So I mean, for me personally,
yep.
That's what I'm most comfortable with. A 10th owl blue. Yep. I see it well. I can see my spots around it where I'm trying to hold, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So personally, I don't understand.
There's people who don't like fiber. I mean, there's people who don't like fiber at all. They want to shoot a dot. Yeah. I mean, it's the same. We have people on both sides of that fence.
Right. I just don't understand why you can't use light.
Yeah. Well, I guess.
If it helps me holding or aiming.
It's one of those. I think that it's one of those things that's been there since the beginning.
All right. Well, check it out. Things change.
Yeah, well.
And we.
They have changed.
Revolutionized. Yeah, but that's one of them big old.
Say that word again.
I ain't even going to try.
Come on. I want to hear that one more time.
We change.
Okay. That was not the
things
one.
Things change. I mean, we're not driving Model T Fords.
Why not?
Or Model A Fords.
Yeah. Well.
You know?
Not even T, and that was a change, too.
Yeah. I mean, I got a 03 Tahoe.
Yep.
The 09s and 15s and 18s and 19s are different than the 03.
That's right.
Because we advance.
Yeah.
Well, why can't they advance?
They have advanced. U.S. Archery has advanced in some ways because their dress code originally was all white.
Oh, boy, I just dropped my lid.
I look like the Michelin Man. Did you spin it off with your foot?
I did not spin it off with my foot.
You've been watching that, right? Celebrity. Oh, that's the new challenge.
I know. I saw one where dude was, he did it with an arrow. No.
No, he didn't.
That was old Tyler.
Oh.
I forget what Tyler's was.
Anyway.
Yeah, anyway.
T-Bone, Travis got one out too. It's pretty good. So.
Nice.
Anyway, we're not going to try to spin it off with my foot or an arrow.
Kind of back to my whole thing here.
All right, so.
I'm glad that S3A does allow a light.
Yep.
And we understand that they do it because the 3D shoot is in the same week.
Yep.
So instead of having.
Take it off, put a different scope.
They allow the kids to have one setup.
So that was a good thing for
it. Which is a great thing.
Oh, yeah.
So they're outdoor 50 meters, 30 meters, depending upon your class.
Uh-huh.
And then they got the 3D shoot in the same week, which is where they're shooting two 20 target 3D rounds.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So that's what's going on in Metropolis. And then the USA Joad is happening simultaneously in Raleigh.
Mm hmm.
Basically doing the same thing as the S3DA shoot.
Well, last year, the 3DA outdoor was with them.
Right.
And scheduling conflicts.
Uh-huh.
Which we're not going to get into that.
No, I don't want to tackle that.
That's a total week's worth of podcast.
Whoa. Total week's. John's mic fell right down.
It did. It jumped out of the pocket.
But, yeah, anyway, so the Joad Outdoor Nationals is happening at the same time in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yep.
And I'm going to make a prediction, and I'm not getting into a he said, she said, who I support, who I don't support. I got a feeling numbers would be up in both had they not been going on at the same time.
I can agree with that because I know people who had to choose one versus the other.
I don't understand why. I don't really know the basis of it. I would imagine both sides feel like they have a legitimate reason as to why they chose.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a scheduling conflict and
maybe it was
stuff,
just completely so. Can't even get that word out. Well, I need to take a nap.
You need a nap. Nap time.
Just a coincidence. I don't know.
Yeah, so the U.S. Archery Joad, they shoot 72 arrows. One day, 72 arrows the next day.
So 2 days of qualification.
And then they OR, which they actually give you a medal for the 2 days.
Gotcha. And then they go into OR.
And then
so
they go into
OR. Is it Wednesday, Thursday, and then OR is Friday, Saturday?
So
how does it work?
Today's let's see. There's the Thursday. I'm trying to remember how it works. So their official practice is on Wednesday. Their first score is on Thursday. Their next score is Friday. OR's on Saturday.
Gotcha.
And then they have team shoot on Sunday.
What is a team shoot?
Well, it used to be, you know, talking about change, it used to be that they randomly put you, and you had to have it as part of your USAT ranking, mm-hmm. but now it's optional. But they still, if you sign up for the team shoot, they take all of the kids in your age group and your male or female and that are shooting it, and they put you together, like, by random. So you'll have somebody you may have never shot against before in your team.
How many people to a team?
Three.
Three to a team.
Three to a team. 1 year they tried to let you pick your teams. Well, that stacks up a little too deep on the wrong side, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I like the idea of random pool because
it makes it a little more fair.
And you meet somebody that you may have not met before.
Good point.
For the simple fact that they're on that end of the spectrum, or they have their group, you have your group. Now you have to mingle.
Now, is it compound and compound on team, compound recurve? So it's strictly not, three to a team, all compound or all recurve.
Gotcha. And then the age of division, if you're a cadet, then you'll shoot with cadets and so forth and so on.
Gotcha.
And a chance for another medal.
So y'all are going to spend several days in the sun.
Yes.
In Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yes.
All right, then.
But that's the way the cookie crumbles.
That's how it goes.
Yep. So
and then what else? I mean, so we've spent several minutes talking about those two
major
shoots.
Terms because they're major.
They're major. Yeah, they're big time.
And
shoots.
We have lots of kids
at both. Not at the same time, but either they're doing this or they're doing that. But either we've got a bunch of kids from the state of Georgia.
State of Georgia has kids.
It's either going to be in North Carolina or Metropolis, Illinois.
Yep, or both.
Gotcha.
So, yep.
So we're on the same page. We're tracking.
That's right. We're tracking.
All right then.
So, what's going to happen this weekend? Who's shooting?
Local.
Who's shooting
locally? Sambo's Archery up around the Gainesville area is shooting.
Gainesville. Carnesville.
Carnesville, yeah. Okay.
Carnesville.
Sambo's up around Carnesville.
Yep. Sambo has it's on the list. As far as I know, he's shooting.
Okay.
And
then TGM, Team Grandma. It's got a shoot going for Tyler and Eason.
Yep.
Tyler Hale and Eason Johnson.
Fundraiser shooting. She's doing that both days, Saturday and Sunday. See, I talked her into Saturday and Sunday. We were sitting there at the GBAA field, and she's like, hey, I'm going to host a shoot, da-da-da-da. I said, you need to do it Saturday and Sunday. She goes, well, why? I said, because, like, if I was in town, Sunday's the only day I could shoot it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I would love to shoot it.
Right.
And, she said, well, I'll just do it 2 days. That's fine. I said, well, you'll probably get, you know, a handful on one day and a handful on the other day.
But you'll get ones that can't do it on Saturday that can shoot it on Sunday or vice versa.
And being that it was a fundraiser shoot, you'd rather give it more options to collect some more money. Right.
Right. And even if you can't shoot.
Yep. You can
I'm sure there's a way to donate to one or the other or both.
Yep.
I know that Ethan's got a GoFundMe page running. Right. Because I've seen it, and then Tyler's got something through Scott.
Yep. Gotcha. At RBO, if you want donations, you can always call RBO and talk to Scott, and he can run you credit card, PayPal, whatever. He can do that. So, and it's honestly, it's to help not have to pay.
It's to help them get to Canada.
So much money to.
I mean, that's another thing that blows my mind is the USA. We send a team. We field a team. A qualification round. We field a team. Hey, you're going to compete to
represent us.
Everybody else in the world to represent the United States.
And you got to buy your shirt.
And you got to buy your shirt and fund your whole entire trip to represent the United States of America.
Uh-huh.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
That's another boat. We'll talk to some bigger people in the industry.
Well, I mean, and the only reason why I mention it, the only reason why I mention it, John, is we're reaching some people.
That's right.
I mean, close to 2,000 listens or whatever it is. We're reaching some people.
That's right.
Maybe, just maybe, somebody may hear this 3-minute segment or whatever it boils out to be.
Yep.
And says, hey, you know, they got a point. Because I don't get it.
I understand. And
I just don't get it. I mean, we're not talking about we're not talking about a rec team going to Macon to play a all-star tournament or something.
I understand.
We're talking about a USA team, a team that represents the United States of America, and they got to fund their own trip and buy their shirt. Yep. Makes zero sense to me. Well, none whatsoever.
I mean, the funding of the trip is one thing, right? You know,
yeah, it is. It's one thing,
but the
having to buy their own shirts another. I mean, absolutely asinine.
That's what doesn't get that. If you can't give them a shirt, something, I don't know, but
just completely 100% asinine.
That's just, you know, whatever. So yeah, so Team Grandma.
I didn't mean to go off in that rabbit hole, as Greg calls it, buddy Greg Pooh with the Bojunkie Medias, but we went down in it.
Team Grandma is having a fundraiser shoot for Tyler and Ethan.
Way to go, Grandma, for putting that on.
There'll probably be some more before it's over with. Well, we need to remind everybody there's a giveaway going on.
A giveaway?
Yep.
What are we giving away?
A survival kit from
Firewater Survival.
That's right.
Man, I got this thing right here in my hand. This little doodad is cool. Like a heck of a birthday present.
Or some kind of nice little gift. Man, that's a gift to...
Stocking stuffers.
You got that guy who's got a bug out bag.
Mm-hmm.
You know that guy, right? That guy that's plotted the end of the world.
There's a few of them.
Yeah, and they, you know, they all got it. It's coming. You know, I got to have a bug out bag because
I bet if he'd have had these for Y2K.
Oh my goodness, he'd have probably sold out in months and months and months.
He could be retired.
Probably so, but the same thing. You know, the zombie apocalypse is coming, and I need to have some way to start a fire.
Or catch a fish. Boil some water.
Yep, that kind of thing. So there it is. And if you want to find out more information on how to do it.
How to win this giveaway.
Yep.
Podcast 13.
13.
The Baker's Dozen Podcast. That's right.
Baker's Dozen Podcast.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Man, I'm still stuck on that hole.
No. I'm trying to get you out of that right now.
I know you are. I'm looking up here at my show notes and...
It just drives you crazy.
There's a new shop on the website. I got to get off of it for a minute. So there's a new shop on the website.
Is there?
Can't buy no USA Archery shirts on it, for crying out loud. But you can get a Georgia Archery shirt.
But it's got a US Archery flag.
But it does have a US Archery flag. I got it.
Yep. So you can get the 4th of July logo.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're going to call that logo.
The 4th of July logo. The 4th of July
American flag logo.
That thing was sharp.
On a shirt. You know, in mostly everybody's size.
Isn't sweet. It?
So
mostly everybody's size. So is the little John size on there?
Yeah, I can get one.
The big John size was on there, but
maybe.
Well, but you're not big John. Well, you're still big John.
Still big John, but I'm not.
You're becoming little John.
Yeah. So you can get your shirt. You can get a matter of fact, a little drawstring bag. You know, a little backpack that's got the logo on it.
Perfect for little day trips.
Yeah, just stuff you throw stuff in and carry it, or if you're stick your water bottle on your back and go.
Mm-hmm.
The water bottle's probably coming next. Yeah.
Great little bag to for mama to tote around the 3D shoots while
that's right. Or if you're going to the, you know, beach and you want to throw your sunglasses and your stuff in one spot and your towel, it works great for that.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a bunch of stuff, some hats coming.
Hats?
Hats coming.
Oh, Snapdragon.
So
I got to get me one.
We'll work on that. Slowly but surely more items will be added.
Mm-hmm.
So you can definitely get that. If you want it, go on and get it. There's been several orders already. They're working on fulfilling them as they speak. So go get it.
How about that? So, and you can order it, pay for it and everything right there on the Georgia Archery website.
And they'll send you an email and says, hey, you know, we got it going on. We've received your stuff and we're doing. So I need to keep you out of that rabbit hole, but I need to look at this.
Yeah. You want to look at that for a minute, but I'm not going back in that rabbit hole.
So
I'm going to step over it. I'm going to step over it. I'm having to.
Saturday the 14th.
Saturday the 14th.
Which is?
Sunday.
Sunday the 14th.
Sunday the 14th.
Sunday the 14th. It says Saturday the 14th.
Well, that calendar. Somebody Either that calendar is wrong or that email is wrong.
Might be the email, maybe the calendar. I may have to contact him because if I'm mistaken, I apologize. But there'll be a little shoot.
What kind of shoot?
Five spot indoor shoot at the Governor's Gun Club.
Ah, Billy's got some indoors going on.
He's got 12 spots available.
All right, then.
So 12 people can shoot.
I might could do that one.
So
I don't know that I want to be outside when it's 99 degrees.
See, I like this idea. I'd love to have archery.
I might could shoot some indoor in July.
Well, I'll tell you. Let me give you a little heads up. He's got another tournament that's coming up.
What is it?
It's a head-to-head tournament, indoor.
Right then. As long as I don't draw Ethan or Tyler the first round or Blake.
It's at the end of the month.
Or Austin, Nick.
Anybody watch drag racing? That's the way this is going to be set up. It's head to head. However many spots, I forgot what he said. 12, 14 spots, something that he can shoot at a time. And what'll happen is you'll show up on that the 28th, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to download the attachment as we speak. So the Governor's Club Cavs have $25 buy-in, 50% payback. They'll shoot place the Sunday the 28th. So I'm just trying to give everybody a heads up. That's the
Sunday the 28th.
Yep, that's the Governor's Gun Club in Kennesaw, Georgia.
All right, tell me about it.
Archers will be permitted to enter the club at 11:30 and get set up and begin warming up at 12:45. You'll get target assignments. They will draw for names. Everybody's in a hat. You will shoot two classes, male and female compound.
All right.
Payouts will be one place for every three archers. And it must be a maximum of three archers per class to get a payout or minimum.
All right. What guidelines is he following, USA or NFAA?
That's what I was fixing to go down. It's in this NFAA.
So I can shoot my 27s.
Yep. So, all right. So the shooter will be done random draw who faces off in the first round. And the winner will move on, and the loser will go to a redemption bracket.
Hey, I like it.
And once in the redemption bracket, archers must battle their way back to the finals.
Five spot or Vegas face?
Vegas.
All right, then.
For those who fight their way back to the finals, must be undefeated other than the first one.
I have to set the old red prime
archer twice in order.
Some 27s.
The victory, best of the best. So they're going to keep moving through. You're going to shoot nine arrow battles. Three ends.
So three airs.
Yep. And each will have three airs for a possible 90 points. The X will count as 10 points, however, will be used for tiebreakers if needed. Standard Vegas scoring applies. Archers have their choice of a three spot or a 45th single spot, whichever target you'd rather shoot.
Interesting.
The archer can change the target face of their choice on the next round. So essentially, you shoot that round in three spots, you say, man, I should have been shooting a single spot. Then you can do that.
I'm not shooting my PS27.
No, me neither.
But I mean, I could.
The final matches will consist of five ends of three arrows for a possible 150. X's again, 10 points or tiebreakers. For all those that wish to participate, can register and pay their entry fee in advance in order to secure their spots. There's only 20 spots available.
July 28th.
28th.
Sunday.
That's Sunday.
I might have to see if a friend and some Nates or somebody wants to go shoot that one.
Did you not notice the indoor arrows?
I did. I noticed that when I got here.
I noticed
because you part of your swap is laying on the bookcase.
That's right.
And then Pittman's indoor bullets are over there.
Yep.
So y'all been scheming why a dude was out of town.
So that's what it is. You can go to
www.georgiasgun.com
governorsgunclub.com. And then under the archery tab, top of the page, you will see head-to-head tournament. And you can, from the drop-down menu, you can register right then and there for that tournament. And that tournament's coming up in a few weeks. He's starting his league night. That's what starts on the early. That's what I was looking at was the league night, because he's actually starting his league night next week. Right? The 14th is what he said. So it was he said Saturday, but it could be the 13th, 14th. Anyway, he's starting his league night. Well, you know, if you want to get in early, you can do that. I can give a hint that Ace is going to start a hunting league night.
Ah. All right. When's that coming about?
BDQ.
BDQ. All right, then.
Pretty darn quick.
All right, then. I'm sitting there going, BDQ. Pretty darn quick. All right, then.
Yeah, so we just got to get finished through the weekend, through the customer appreciation weekend and the Friday Night Lights thing on the 27th. And then we'll probably start August.
That sounds like a winner.
Tuesday, indoor hunting league.
Tuesday, indoor hunting league. Yep. Hunting bows.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not running off other ones.
Right.
But it's mainly, it's going to be called
it's a hunt league. Shoot.
Yeah.
So shoot hunting bows.
Yeah, hunting bows. So Chris B did this challenge a while back. Did you see it?
I don't think so.
It's a 300 hunting bow challenge. And I'm thinking I'm going to bring it back for Georgia. And we're going to do the Ace 300 hunting bow challenge.
What are we going to do? Money in a pot?
Yeah. So more to come on that soon.
All right, then. Hey, you heard it right here.
Yep.
Right here on Georgia Archery it's podcast number 15.
And we got some bigger things. Fishes in the fryer for Georgia Archery.
You got some fish in the fryer, dude. I'm starving.
We got some
supper time.
We got some Georgia Archery tournaments in the fryer. You know what I'm talking about? In other words,
no, I'm kind of perplexed over here. I know just it. Like, so,
you know, that's what happens when you go for a few days. Things, the wheels roll, and I couldn't stop them.
They just kept on rolling.
Yes.
Yeah, rolling. So
I had a guy who sent me a message, says Georgia Archery should host a tournament.
All right, then.
I said, Georgia Archery hosting a tournament. I said, okay.
What kind of tournament are we going to host?
Indoor.
All right, then.
We're going to host qualifiers in other places, like Governor's Gun Club host a qualifier.
I like where this is going. I'm going to sit back and let you tell me about it.
Well, I'm just giving you hints because it's not, the paperwork's not all done yet.
You better get on it, doggone it.
Have George host a qualifier. So, Vegas round, 300s of work.
What rules?
Vegas rules.
So I can shoot my PS27s.
If that's what you want to shoot.
All right, then.
I'll beat you with my 23s.
All right, then. I got some of them PS23s.
You do. But neither here nor there. The rules will be laid out, and places can host qualifiers. And anybody who shoots a 300 automatically qualifies.
So you got to shoot a 300 to qualify. No. Okay.
Anybody who shoots
back.
Yep. Anybody who shoots a 300 automatically qualifies. And then the first five scores under that qualify.
So if you've got 28 300s.
Yep.
And then five 299s.
Yep.
Those 33 archers are qualified.
That's right.
For the big shoot.
Yep.
Where's the big shoot?
To be determined.
All right, then.
We're working on that.
I like where this is going. See, I've been away.
I know.
Well, I'm tracking what you picking or what you putting down. I'm liking where this is headed.
Yeah, so this has been some
the red CT9 finna start getting. I had set it up to play with some 3Ds. Now I kind of know where I want to go with that setup.
So yeah, but that's what we're working on. If everything comes to, I'm writing the rule book now. So
you can write
spell check.
You can type
in Word.
I get it.
I don't have a bow caddy, but I have somebody who likes to type better than I do.
I got you.
So we're working on that. And if I get it out, we're going to have a way for people to host qualifiers. Anybody who has an indoor range or access to an indoor range club, shop, whatever, can host one. We know of several indoor places around the state, right?
We've seen a couple.
You know, George has a place. Governor's Gun Club has a place.
Mm-hmm. Ace has a place. Ace is the place.
Bowden with Chris, he's got a place. And there's got to be the chicken house.
Joel and them down at Pike County.
Pike County, yep.
Has a place.
So this is what we're trying to do is everybody can host a qualifier, and then we're going to have one big shoot at the end. And here's what it consists of. It won't be a 900 round. It'll be a 600 round.
So two qualifiers.
No. 600 round for the championship.
Ah.
So it'd be you have to shoot two rounds for championship. And then the same goes for that in your division, depending on how many places, because that's the biggest thing. We can't have 75,000 classes with one person in each class, because then there won't be no money being made,
mm-hmm.
and it won't be no other. But I don't want to limit it to just the adults. I do want to have the kids to be able to play.
Rightfully so.
So depending on how many people, shooters we have, we'll break out the classes accordingly. As long as you have three or more in the class, then you have a chance. So at the end, if we had five qualifiers,
mm-hmm.
and at each place had three people that qualified or two people that qualified, then at the end of the day,
you done gone a lot deeper than you had planned on.
Yep. At the end of the day, we'll get those, we'll
just
get,
stop it.
We'll get all those
doo,
in.
Doo,
we'll get all those kids in. No, I was laughing at your son. He tried to draw that bow back, and it jumped on him like he'd been beat up on somebody. It was funny. Anyway, so let's go about our business. That's something future reference this coming
year. Yeah, you know what? You talking about me going down a rabbit hole.
Well, it went, but it's a good thing, right?
It is. Something I like where that's headed.
Yeah, so this is going to be
cool. I heard it first here with the rest of you guys and gals, because I had no clue.
No, but it's
what it's what I get when I'm out of town for a week.
Hey, you didn't have no clue about the shop until you saw a link. So things are rolling. We're just trying to get all the pieces put together so that next year would be great. Next season will be awesome. We'll have everybody's name on the club listings. So make sure everybody gets their name on the club listings. The webpage will be updated. And then we'll start getting all the dates. Because, I mean, essentially you should have, I mean.
Next. All right. So now we've, not to interrupt.
Yep.
But we've been talking about this club listing thing. And for the majority of the part, as far as I remember, yep. the best I can remember, we've talked about 3D clubs.
Yep.
What about indoor?
Well, it's just club listings.
It's just a club. So if you've got a club.
Yep. Club listings.
Post
this it. Is not a, this or is not a shop.
It. Right. Club.
Clubs.
Joad Club?
I actually got a separate piece for that. But yeah, if you have a place that you're going to host shoots,
mm-hmm.
right? If you're hosting shoots, because right now, Governor's Gun Club is not hosting 3D shoots.
Right. They're only hosting indoor.
But they're in the list because they have a place. Archery Learning Center has an indoor range. He's not hosting 3D shoots, but he's on the list.
Okay.
So those type of places who host shoots, that's what we're looking for.
Gotcha.
So if you're a club and you host a shoot, yes, majority is going to be 3D clubs because that's the majority of the clubs in the state.
Right.
But and if you're just like the S3DA kids that host shoots.
That's where
if you're a team on point that hosts shoots, then you should be on the list.
Got it. You basically answered my question That's before right. I even asked that part.
That's right. So if you're hosting shoots somewhere, no matter if you're indoor, outdoor, whatever, and people need to know where you're at because you're going to have more than one in the same place, the club listing is the way to find it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need everybody to send in their club listings. Yes, that hasn't been updated yet from the few that have been up there, and we're working on that. But I thought that the shirt was more important at the time. So not that I'm making any money on it, but people were asking for it a lot. So
yeah, I've been asked about it several times.
So that's why we went with that route. And then we're working on, like I said, bigger fishes that we're trying to fry in this front.
I wish you'd hurry and get them fried because I'm starving.
So yeah. And look, if you like this podcast, make sure you give it a thumbs up, put it a like
it, share it, tag it, Georgia Archery.
Hashtag Georgia Archery. If you're at S3DA this weekend, you should have some S3DA kids post them, tag Georgia Archery in. If you're at Joe Ed, you should tag some Georgia Archery in it.
If you're at Sambo's,
or if you're Team Grandma's Team and say, hey, I'm raising money for Ethan and Tyler, man, you can post a picture. Tag them in it. Tag Georgia Archery in it. We'll have a blast, and we'll have a whole lot of fun. I'm going to start resharing some of these posts as I see them come through on Instagram and Facebook and stuff like that. So it'll be cool. I mean,
share it up.
If we start sharing Billy's, well, anyway.
The one that I saw was good.
Yeah,
it tickled me.
That was really good.
And when I saw it, it was in a time that I could use some tickling. Yeah, that was good.
Needed some uplifting. Yeah, so make sure you want to go out and share, like, and make sure you like all of our Facebook page, Instagram, all of that. So we need to build, our following so we know that who's listening. The only way you can find it is to like it and share it. And then you hit the little bell on YouTube to make sure that when a new one comes out, you get the update for it.
Yeah. So,
you can find us on Instagram. Where else?
Facebook.
Twitter. Yep.
Tweeter us.
Website,
www.georgiaarchery.com.
Pretty simple. Somebody goes, how'd you get that? I said, I've had it for a while.
Yeah. You didn't buy it last week.
No. And you can send us an email if you have something you want us to talk about.
GeorgiaArchery@gmail.com.
That's right. And there's a link to do no donations if you want to help us out.
Oh, yeah.
Keep this thing rolling.
It does cost a little bit.
It does.
Does cost a little bit.
Everything costs. There's no doubt in my mind.
Nothing is free.
Why not? Well, never mind.
We ain't even going down that rabbit hole.
That's some politics.
No, we ain't even going down that rabbit hole. I mean, you can't even get a shirt for crying out loud. No. Earth breaks.
I ain't going that. So, yep, I think that covers about everything for the weekend.
I think so.
I might have a chance to talk to some people at Joann.
I do.
And if I do,
you should.
I'll bring it back.
Bring it back.
And we'll put it up.
A bonus. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it. You like it?
Yep.
All right, then. Talk podcast about number 15, week and preview. Yep. And rabbit hole traveling.
Yeah. So until next time, I'm Big John.
And I'm Robbie.
We'll see ya.